are GPS based. Yes, this is one advantage of this data source compared to floating phone data. On the other side, the disadvantage is that we have floating car data only when you use a car. It's we have meanwhile also some floating car data from bicycles or floating bicycle data. So in the GPS coordinates are quite correct. That helps us with problems as just shown. One severe problem indeed is the accessibility to the data sources. This is comparable to the data source from floating phone data. We got data from the German Automobile Club, ADAC, and this data source changes year by year, and due to anonymization, we have problems to get information about all details of trips. For example, which is quite important for truck data, the vehicle ID changes day by day. That means you cannot follow a car over the day border. That means from today to tomorrow, the ID changes and you will not find the same car again. Second problem, general problem, is still that this data source costs a lot of money. And for research at universities, it is not really possible to buy this data just to make basic research with it. We always need a project and someone who is able to pay. Thank you.